Friday, December 24th, 2021. We've got a repeat workout today that's simple, beautiful, it's fun, it packs a punch. We've done it before. And it's a workout from a good buddy of mine, Chris Spieler, who I've known for a very long time and respect greatly. And he and I love to just talk shop in his chat programming every now and then. And he made this workout years ago. I love it. I stole it. And I give him credit every time. So the workout of the day, 5 rounds for time or not. So this is our or not option. 15 kettlebell swings. That's American going all the way overhead. 70-pound bell for the men, 53 for women. And then 15 regular old school burpees. Last time we did this was on March 17th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check your data for that. We also have it as a two-person team version. And we have it as the not-for-time option today just because it's a heavy bell, and there might be some people that are working on the kettlebell swings, but they can't do today as just this non-stop burner. You know, maybe they want to slow down the burpee pace a lot, focus on that swing, and that's fine. I mean, by the end of the workout, even if you slow it down or don't run the clock, you're going to get in 75 heavy swings and 75 burpees. That's still a tremendous amount of work, regardless of the pace. We've got a video showing the kettlebell swing as well as the burpee. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely in the neighborhood of 13 minutes. The wild card option, 5 rounds for time or not. 15 kettlebell swings, 15 burpees. Still American, still going overhead. The only difference is we've reduced the loading of the kettlebell. 53 pounds for men, 35 pounds for women. Also, have it as a two-person team version, but that's going to be a nice option for a lot of people. Scale option today, it's 5 rounds for time, or not. I didn't write or not. 5 rounds for time, let me write that in. Comma, or not. We've reduced the volume as well. 10 Russian kettlebell swings and 10 burpees. 53-pound bell for men, 35 for women, so now we're doing less swings and we're not going overhead. Also a two-person team version there. We've got a video showing the Russian swing. Limited equipment option today. 5 rounds for time, or not. Forgot to write the or not in there as well. Or not. 15 dumbbell swings with a 50-pound dumbbell for men, 35 for women, and 15 burpees. Also have a two-person team version. There's a video showing the dumbbell swing. Now, yes, truth be told, 15 swings for the Leo crew, 15 for Prescribed. They've got a 50-pound dumbbell. Prescribed has a 70-pound kettlebell. I get it, so they're not swinging the same. That only gives them the opportunity to move faster. You're not going to be shortchanged. Their super fitness robot times and more likely times are the same as the Prescribed workout of the day. No equipment workout. Oh boy, you got nothing? No, don't worry. AMRAP 7 minutes, burpees. That old classic CrossFit Games open workout. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Here's an either or. Either the L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, video showing that, or sandbag, D-ball, bear hug, static hold, accumulate 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the loading. Again, it's an either or, not both. And the other part of the optional accessory work is just 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. Improve that movement and that positioning with a barbell snatch. Technique practice is that's exactly what you need right there. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback as well as the chest and pecs, hands behind. Both of those you will hold for 1 to 2 minutes, and both have a video accompanying them. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful repeat workout. Tomorrow, we're going heavy.